The Life That Never Happened, a philosophical reading of Charlie Kaufman's I'm Thinking of Ending Things. The film is less interesting as a puzzle about who Jake really is than for what it reveals about consciousness confronted with a life that failed to happen. The janitor is Jake, grown old. The younger Jake, the road trip, and much of the relationship exist within his mind. The woman appears to have originated from some brief encounter many years earlier, then expanded into something far larger through recollection and invention. Her unstable identity follows naturally from this. Her name changes, her profession changes, other people's writing enters her speech, and Jake's cultural life supplies parts of her personality. There is no independent biography holding her together because Jake never knew enough of the real woman. Her rejection of him comes from a different source. Jake invents her, yet still has to imagine how someone like her would see him. His own estimate of himself enters the fantasy. This is why wish fulfillment offers less freedom than it seems. The person imagining paradise still brings his psychology into it. Jake can create the woman he wanted, but he struggles to create a version of himself he believes she would choose. The title carries the same division. I'm Thinking of Ending Things belongs to the girlfriend as a thought about leaving Jake, while the larger fantasy suggests that Jake is contemplating the end of his own life. His desire for escape is given another voice. Even inside an imagined relationship, rejection arrives before love can settle. Once the girlfriend is understood as an unrealized possibility, the visit to Jake's parents acquires greater significance. He places her inside memories where she never existed. His parents shift across decades because the scene carries an entire family history at once. Vitality, illness, aging, loss. Jake is doing more than remembering them. He is introducing the missing person into his past, as though imagination could revise absence after the fact. A second problem complicates this private reconstruction. Jake seems to possess far more material for imagining life than for remembering one he actually lived. Poetry, cinema, criticism, and painting have accumulated inside him, so borrowed language repeatedly enters supposedly personal experience. He knows representations of intimacy with an ease that actual intimacy never seems to have granted him. When his own history fails to supply enough material, culture supplies the rest. There is nothing inherently impoverished about this. Art can enlarge experience. Kaufman is interested in the point where enlargement turns into substitution. Jake has consumed enough human expression to imagine richly, while his actual existence appears painfully narrow. His inner life can simulate romance, recognition, and alternate histories with extraordinary detail. The danger is that an imagined possibility can satisfy just enough of a human need to reduce the urgency of pursuing its real equivalent. This is where the school matters. Jake spends his old age in a place filled with people whose futures still feel open. Students arrive, pass through adolescence, and leave. He remains behind, surrounded by the age at which life still seems capable of taking many forms. The cruelty lies in the contrast between biological time and psychological possibility. A mind can revisit an unlived future for 50 years. The future itself receives no such extension. Perhaps this is why unrealized possibilities can trouble us more than some actual failures. Reality eventually corrects fantasy. A relationship lived long enough acquires disappointment and compromise. A career reveals its limitations. Another person escapes the version we invented for them. An unlived future avoids that correction. It can retain its original promise because existence never tested it. Jake has lived inside that peculiar privilege. Eventually, though, the fantasy fractures. The woman withdraws. Her identity loses coherence. The janitor intrudes. The maggot-ridden pig reduces Jake's history to one brutal image. Jake remembers an animal remaining alive while being consumed gradually from within. His own existence seems to have suffered through increments rather than catastrophe. Nothing had to destroy him in a single moment. Enough years could simply pass while the essential things remained hypothetical. His final fantasy of acclaim answers that history from the opposite direction. After a life of obscurity, he imagines being recognized on an enormous scale. The scene is excessive because compensation often is. He gives himself an audience large enough to answer decades of feeling unseen. Kaufman's deeper subject is therefore the strange reality of the unlived life. Human beings suffer from events that happened, but we can also suffer from possibilities that acquired emotional texture without ever taking place. With enough repetition, the mind can turn them into a kind of private biography. One can spend years inhabiting what might have been until what still could be has almost disappeared.